Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
We have been joined in the studio by Jerry Baird, Mayor of Cambridge, looking resplendent this morning in your lovely mayoral chains. How are you doing? Good morning, Jerry.
I'm doing fine.
Thank you for coming to join us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you were placed in, you were declared mayor last Thursday.
On the 2nd of May.
How does it work? Do you get a sort of a
I made the wrong date.
Okay. Anyway. Do you get a tap on the shoulder and somebody says, Jerry, would you like to be mayor this year if we put you forward?
No, what happens actually is each party can put somebody forward. And we have a vote at our AGM who's going to be the deputy and who'll perhaps be the mayor the following year. And it then goes to the vote and whoever gets in is made either deputy or the mayor.
So generally, because you were the deputy mayor nominated for the last 12 months, but of course, you know, because of the really sad death of Nigel, Councillor Nigel Gawthrop, you had to take on some of the mayoral duties a little bit earlier than you were expecting. That must have been difficult.
It was very difficult. That was on the 21st of February. We had full council. We kept his chair empty, which I asked for. We didn't have none of the chains on or anything. And it was just voted that I would become the mayor. So I took over the mayorship on the 21st of February. And right up until I was made mayor last week, it wasn't the same. I didn't feel comfortable because I felt like I was jumping in somebody else's boots, if you understand.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this is your second full term as mayor of Cambridge, which you're now starting. So I don't know, the contrast must have been quite difficult.
It was completely different. I kept on Nigel's charities. He's cadet and he's chaplain right up until last week. So all the events I did and any money that came in went to Nigel's charities.
And we'll talk about your charities in a moment or two. But generally, what were your plans for the next year or so?
To be busy. To do everything I possibly can as normal. I'm going on one of the dragon boats, which is fantastic. Never been on one before. So
that's
really
happening this Sunday on Jesus Green.
Yes.
It's the Chinese dragon boat festivities. I was reading about the event. It sounds really great.
Yeah.
So you're actually going to be on one of the boats?
Yes. Be fantastic.
Do you know what to expect? Or are you just saying, yeah, okay, fine?
I get the
impression that you're sort of the mayor who gets invited to something. You go, yeah, of course, why not?
Yeah. I'll just do anything.
Don't ask any of the questions.
No. I can remember last time when I opened all the splash pads and I got soaked. And I mean soaked. One of the times it was because of the paper, newspaper photographer said, because it was raining, so he said, can you tip your umbrella? So I tipped it, didn't I? And what happened was the water from the splash pad came on, so I got wet there.
I remember the ice rink opening.
Yes, yeah, did that as well.
That one involved fire. Did it involve fire?
Yes, they jumped over me. Yeah, I bent down a bit, got the mayoral chains on. God help us.
Is that why they're singed now?
Yeah. And the guys jumped over me. That was great, that was. Yeah, so I'll do anything.
No, I remember actually, because what were we doing? The coffee morning? Was that Christmas
September.
Time?
September was coffee September? Morning. What's September? Yeah. Near my birthday.
And I remember we were at the train station and they were saying, oh, well, if you want to come back in December, we're doing a charitable, another thing. And they were saying, well, you know, what we'll do is we'll just cut all your hair off for money. Yeah. And before I knew it, Jerry had basically agreed to do this. And I felt a little bit like, no, Jerry, seriously, your hair's great. You don't need to do this. But I can just, that's the kind of mayor that you are. You just go, yep. Absolutely, anytime.
And I was hoping it was going to happen, but I needed it to happen before I became mayor because I wanted a bit of hair on mayoral day. But sadly, it didn't happen. But at some point it will happen.
Mm.
So
I mean, the thing with the Mayoralty is that there's loads of, you know, Cambridge has got such a, it's loads of things going on, and so you do all the fun stuff, but there's a educational element to it as because we tweeted out yesterday that you were coming into the studios, and Puffles said, he tweeted in and he said, you must speak to the mayor about the where you go to the schools and you meet the kids and you tell them about what it is that you do, mm-hmm. and just, you know, a little bit about local politics anyway. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I went to near enough all the schools, I think, last time.
So I'll do the same again.
And it's great because the kids love to see it.
Mm.
One of the special schools I went to, I passed the chain on to this young lad who'd got ADHD, and he liked to weigh things. I just gave him the chain, he weighed it, put in his little book, he was chuffed to bits. I went to some of the secondary schools, and even now I get the kids stop me in the street. Oh, it's the mayor. Well, at the time I wasn't the mayor, you know. And
yeah, but it's like being Doctor Who. You'll always be their mayor. That's the thing.
That's right. Always remember because of the wheels, you see.
Yeah.
And I went to some of the junior schools. Some of the kids wanted to try out my wheelchair. Bless them. And there was the fun aspect of it, but the educational bit as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that the mayors should go and talk to the kids, join in with their classes. We went to one school recently, Sam and I, and it's quite funny. They were doing this project to set off this volcano. So they all made volcanoes and everything, put coke and everything. Bless their hearts, none of them went off.
Oh.
But they didn't care. They had a fantastic time, so did I.
And just to... So that's open to... How does the school go about doing that? How does anyone go about getting in touch with the mayor to say, I'd like the mayor to be here?
Okay, what they need to do is get in touch with the mayoral office, and they'll be out at the Guildhall, and just say what you want me to do. And hopefully I'll be able to get there, as long as they give enough notice, because as you know, as things go on, the diary gets full.
All those people wanted to cut your hair off or drive a motorcycle over your chair or something like that.
Whatever, I'll do anything. All right.
Chosen charities then for the next 12 months, because I guess being mayor, you can add a certain amount of visibility, shall we say, just by turning up.
Yes.
You can turn up there, and because you're there, our friends from the local papers come along, will come along, and that gives them a little extra bit of publicity.
Yes. So it's Rowing is my first one, which is an organisation down Humberstone Road, and they help people with learning disabilities or physical disabilities do art. Arts and crafts, pottery, woodwork, all sorts they do. It's a fantastic charity. And I'd been there before when I was mayor, and I really loved what they'd done, and I did the walk with them along Midsummer Common to raise money. So I thought I'd have them as my main charity, because I always like to do one with disability in line. And my second charity is King's Hedges Family Support. And they help.
That's pretty local to you, isn't it, that one?
Yes.
Your patch, as it were.
Yeah, well, they come into East Cheston as well. So they help families that have got problems with young kiddies and that, and advise them where to go and give them that extra support. And I thought that was important, especially nowadays the way things are.
Yeah. Okay, well, two worthwhile charities. And we'll try and learn some more. I think Rowan was a charity of the month for us a few months ago, but it'd be good to see some of the people from there
again.
Have
you ever been?
Have I been? No, I don't think I have,
you
actually.
You ought to go and just see the pottery work they do. The woodwork is absolutely fantastic, what they make.
Well, let us know when you're going along, and one or both of us will come along with you and talk to the folks down there and your other charity as well to make sure that we mention both of those.
Definitely. So this weekend I'm opening the Strawberry Fair and then the Dragon Boat. So I'm going to be very busy.
It's a busy weekend ahead.
I was going to say, actually, any idea, just a kind of idea of a number of engagements that you're going to do in the next year?
I think I'd like to try and beat my record.
Oh, no.
which was 521.
Oh, no, Terry, are you serious?
In 50 weeks.
Oh, okay. Good luck, Sam.
Yes. Sadly, long-suffering driver, security guard, just in case anybody does try to pimp up the chair or something, he'll be there to fend them off.
Yes, definitely. But, yeah, so we'll see. Let's see how it goes. And, of course, that means then I'll have been the mayor by the end of next May, 16 months. So I'll be a long mayoral thing.
Well, remember to take it easy.
Yes. Yeah. And call me in any time.
We will.
And, you know, I really want people to contact me if they've got any fates on, anything like that. I'd love to come along.
I'm sure they'd love to have you there as well.
And I hope this Christmas, this time, because last time I only got a baked potato on Christmas Day, I hope this Christmas I'll get a Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do the hospital, the ambulance service, the fire service.
So is this an offer here? That if some organisation is running a Christmas dinner, you're willing to go along and help, providing you get a dinner. That's the deal.
On Christmas Day, I've got to have my dinner. I can't have a baked potato again.
I'm sure they can.
Planning there from our mayor.
Sure they can manage that. Councillor Joey Bird, Mayor of Cambridge, thank you very much for coming in this morning. 8:24.
Cambridge 105 Radio.